It's Monday, December 11th, 2023.
Looks like they've taken the Christmas trees down.
Yes, and there's nothing Christian either. This should be great.
Merry, Merry Christmas, Happy, Happy Christmas, Merry, Merry Christmas, and Happy New Year.
Thanks for tuning in to this special Christmas music episode for 2023.
Dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh, o'er the fields we go, laughing all the way.
Sounds in My Head is a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed. My name's Daniel. Thanks again for listening to this Christmas music episode of The Sounds in My Head. Oh, what a bittersweet way to open up this here special Christmas music episode for 2023. That was Shane McGowan and the Popes from his Christmas Party EP for 1996. That was the song Christmas Lullaby. And he just died recently, Shane McGowan. And I was really surprised to hear that because I've seen video of him. That was a man who clearly did not take good care of himself. So the fact that he lived to 65, that's great. And he will be missed. I was a huge Pogues fan and a Shane McGowan fan. And that Christmas Lullaby, it's a great song and a good one to open up this here special all Christmas music episode. This whole episode going to be a whole bunch of Christmas music. Most of it I've never played before, but some of it I have. Because, you know, when you've been doing the show for 20 years, you realize, you know what, it's okay to dip my toes back in and play some repeats if it's been, I don't know, 15 years. So, like, I'm going to do some of that. We're going to hear some things that I haven't played recently, but that I have technically played before, but mostly things I've never played, and all things you probably haven't heard. This is not going to be your normal, I shouldn't have to tell you this, I'm sure you know, but, you know, this isn't like a bunch of mainstream garbage, whatever they're playing at the mall, Christmas music that you hate. This is quality Sounds in My Head level music that just happens to be Christmas music, and you're going to enjoy it. I'm pretty excited about this. And I should say, it's a little bit unusual release schedule. I just had a new episode last week, and I'm doing this episode because just I was looking at the calendar, and otherwise the last episode of the show would be next week, and then that would be the last episode for season 20, and I didn't want the last episode to be a Christmas music episode. So yeah, just shoehorning them in. We're having three episodes this month. And three episodes in 3 weeks. So without further ado, Freedom Fry from Los Angeles, they've been very good at releasing Christmas music in most of the recent years, and this year is no exception. They have a new EP. It is called The Christmas Song, and from it we're going to hear, I guess, the B-side. It's Who's That Walking on My Rooftop? I love it. It's a super great new Christmas song from Freedom Fry. Where else but right here on The Sounds in My Head.
What's in this drink? I wish I knew how. Da 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 da. Salvation Army Band. All the people wandering round in a sudden state of glee, but all of those people, they ain't me. I smell in the air pine needles fresh and new, and everyone's cheeks have got a pleasant rosy hue. They've got visions of the gifts that underneath their tree will lie, but to that I say, not I. For I've got a secret that no one else can know, that keeps my temperament even during times of snow. I've got the perfect present, one not wrapped up in a bow. It lifts my spirits high when I'm feeling low. Others long for the holidays, yes indeed they do, but every day is Christmas when I'm with you. Jolly old Saint Nick and the little elves, as well as Charlie Brown, all help at the holidays to keep folks from feeling down. And people in their homes love to decorate their tree, but I don't need none of that, no, not me. Trolling the aisles at the local mega superstore, I see crazy flashing gadgets on every single floor. But I don't need that fancy stuff, no way, no siree, 'cause your love is so much better than a plasma screen TV. I've got the perfect present, one not wrapped up in a bow. She lifts my spirits high when I'm feeling low. Others long for the holidays, yes indeed they do, but every day is Christmas when I'm with you. Now some might say it's unfair and severe that I get a Christmas gift each day of the year. To them I would say that I've no guarantee, but maybe one day they'll find someone as sweet as she. I've got the perfect present, one not wrapped up in a bow. She lifts my spirits high when I'm feeling low. Others long for the holidays, yes indeed they do, but every day is Christmas. Yes, every day I deck the halls. Every day is Christmas when I'm with you.
Christmas high, I sit on a
Okay, let's get caught up. A lot of music you've heard since I last talked, and I'm not going to talk very much because I got so much stuff, I'm just trying to pack it all in and not have the episode be too long. After Freedom Fry back there, we heard Built for the Sea from San Francisco doing a delightful version of Baby It's Cold Outside, one of my favorite versions of that song, very unusual version, I would say, from a collection called A Foggy Holiday, Carols from the SF Scene, super good version of that song. Then Natalia Clavier from Buenos Aires in Argentina did a version of My Favorite Things from a compilation called All Is Bright. It's a Christmas compilation, otherwise I wouldn't have thought of My Favorite Things as being a Christmas song, though listening to it, I guess it really is a Christmas. To me, it's just a Sound of Music song, but they talk about sleigh rides and presents wrapped up with string. I think it's a Christmas song, a very great version of it as well, really novel. Then Pure Bathing Culture from Portland, Oregon did a cover of The Pretenders' 2,000 Miles, very authentic but great sounding cover, always good stuff from Pure Bathing Culture. Then Joy Zipper from New York City, I don't think they really exist anymore, I'm not sure, but they did an amazing song called Christmas Song on their album American Whip. It's one of these, not really a Christmas song, but it is. I love it. It's a super great love song, that one. Then Alec Duffy and Sufjan Stevens just did Every Day is Christmas from the Lonely Man of Winter EP. And that is one of my favorites. It's like, I guess it's a Sufjan song, but it doesn't sound like him, so I don't think of it as being Sufjan. But Every Day is Christmas by Alec Duffy. Super great song. Then Blonde Fire from Los Angeles did the song It's Been Christmas Here from their Holiday EP, which came out a million years ago. It was my favorite Christmas song that year it came out, probably like 2005 or something. So been a minute, but a great song. Then Amazon from right here in Stockholm did Oh Little Town of Bethlehem from the Indie for the Holidays collection. I, of course, love Amazon, and they've released several Christmas songs, but I just chose that one because, I don't know, it was the most obscure. It's the only one that's not in Spotify. Okay, up next, three songs from three different K-Rock Kevin and Bean Christmas albums. So K-Rock, it's a pretty well-known Los Angeles rock station, and they've got some morning DJs or whatever, Kevin and Bean. I don't know if they're still around, but this is all from like a long time ago, like 90s or early 2000s or something. And they would release these Christmas collections every year. They're quite long. It'll be like 35 songs, and a lot of them are sort of like little recordings of bands talking or, saying funny interludes or the morning show hosts making jokes or, whatever. It's like crap the radio stations would release in the 90s. But because they were a big station, they would get a lot of really great bands, and those bands would record special songs like just for them for these Christmas collections. So I never put anything on from them before because it's mostly garbage, but there are some little gems sprinkled in there, and we're going to hear three of them right now just because I'm leaning into the obscurity here. So first, Squirrel Nut Zippers, you know them. They're one of my favorite bands from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. We're going to hear their song Santa Claus is Smoking Reefer. And this is a great song, super fun. Not on their Christmas Caravan album, but it is on this Kevin and Bean Christmas album. So then Save Ferris from Los Angeles doing a cover of Christmas Rapping by the Waitresses, but their version has all new lyrics. It's very Jewish. It's delightful. It's a great song, a very nice take on it. It's kind of true to the original, but with a little bit of a ska flavor like you'd expect from Save Ferris, and it's like totally different lyrics, so it's fun. Then the Presidents of the United States of America, remember them, from Seattle, Washington, they did a song called Christmas Piglet, which is just a short little ditty, but I always liked it. So putting these three on the show, hope you enjoy them right now. Squirrel Nut Zippers, Santa Claus is Smoking Reefer, Save Ferris, Christmas Rapping with different lyrics, and the Presidents of the United States of America with Christmas Piglet. Where else but right here, and probably, if we're being honest, K-Rock probably played this stuff at some point, but not recently. So here we go, right now, on this Christmas music episode for 2023 of The Sounds of My Head.
We think that people should know about
it. That's right.
Yeah. The snow will be falling, and the cats will be falling. Yeah, they'll be knocking themselves out.
You know the reason why?
Why?
Santa Claus is smoking reefer. Santa Claus is smoking tea. He's so high in the sky.
Nowadays, they're not like your father and my father. Mm-mm.
The kids are jiving. They're hiving all the time.
Jolly fellow, he's fat fellow. He's not the cat you think it is. Santa Claus is lighting up to the hay.
Yeah.
oh my God, it's nearing. What am I to do? I said. Then I covered up my head, prayed for sleep for 2 more months until this holy mess is over. Wasn't that lucky? Turned on the TV, Beanie Babies on the news, biggest selling gift this year. What's a tired Jew to do? So TV off, tried to escape, called my friend from Silver Lake, said to meet on Fairfax for some coffee and a Google. Sitting duck in Santa Zoo. Suddenly I couldn't walk, I couldn't breathe, I couldn't move. Children running everywhere, screaming, 'tis the I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, but I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, I think I'll miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, I think I'll miss this one this year. December 1st, the pins have gone, thought about Adam's Hanukkah song. He forgot to mention me, that's okay, his song was better. Photograph on Santa's lap, I'm over my fear of shopping, but gifts for all my going friends, one for each. Not eight, sorting cards from all my friends, sweet of them to take the time. One pile for all the Christmas cards from friends who just don't get it yet. Hanukkah day on overload, I just can't stop eating. I've had so many latke that my toilet is gonna explode. Christmas Day, Hanukkah's done, woke up feeling funny, 'cause I have lost half my hair and I have spent all of my money. What's a Jew to do today? LA is a ghost town, looks just like another year of movies and Chinese food. Then suddenly I laughed and laughed, caught on to what was happening. Christmas magic's brought this tale to a very happy this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, I couldn't miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, I wouldn't miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, I wouldn't miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, I couldn't miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, I couldn't miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, I wouldn't miss this one this year. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas, I wouldn't.
You. walking out my presence now.
Here's the thing with classic Christmas things. It's whatever you get used to at a certain point. It has really no connection to quality. We all just have to admit that. Like, it's the things, the Christmas movies that we like is unrelated to the quality of those things.
Well, with that in mind, I just watched for the very first time, I watched Christmas Vacation. I'd never seen it. And I went into it expecting it to be garbage. And I actually thought it was pretty good. Yeah, when you come to something that's 30 years old, 40 years old, whatever it is, today, usually it's bad. It's real bad. And I actually enjoyed Christmas Vacation. It was pretty good.
I guess the one Christmas tradition thing that I do have that I actually do every Christmas season is not a movie, but music. When I was a kid, we had a record, Casey, of the Muppets and John Denver Christmas album. We were a big John Denver family. We had John Denver records, and I loved The Muppet Show when I was a kid. Watched every single night at whatever time it was on, 7:30 or whatever. Loved The Muppet Show. I love The Muppets. I love The Muppet movie. I'm of that age. And because we had that Christmas records of The Muppets singing Christmas carols with John Denver, we heard it all the time during my childhood. And for whatever reason, unlike the movies, which are crap movies and I stop watching, if this is crap music, I can't tell because I still enjoy listening to The Muppets and John Denver sing Christmas carols. So when we put on Christmas music, when we're decorating the tree, and it's my random playlist of holiday music, a huge swath of that is John Denver of The Muppets. I love that album. It reminds me of my childhood, and I still give that a thumbs up. I think some of the songs are funny and good for kids, and, you know, especially if you're a kid and you like Muppets, but some of them are just good renditions of a song. I guess it helps if you like John Denver, which I do. So, that's the one thing I actually still do every year. Not a single Christmas has gone by where I have not listened to John Denver and The Muppets.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, let's get caught up one last time. After those K-Rock songs, we heard some piano music, because I gotta be honest, this year what I really wanted most of the time, I would tune into this Spotify playlist. It's called like Relaxing Piano Christmas or something, right? And it's like 7,000 songs by bands you've never heard of doing like, you know, gentle covers on piano of Christmas songs. And it's way better than it sounds. We heard a couple of songs that I heard in that playlist. First, Diego de Galeano doing Oh Holy Night. That's from an EP of his, apparently, called I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. And then we heard Rica Loescu doing a version of Ave Maria. And who are these people? I don't know. I can't find anything about them on the internet. I think it might be this thing where, you know, most people don't make any money on Spotify because they're real bands and whatever. But I think some of these bands do actually make money because they get put into a playlist that millions of people listen to. I mean, you should look at the play counts for the stuff in this Christmas piano playlist. Anyway, it's all really great. Those songs in particular stood out to me, so I thought I'd pop them on the show as a teaser for what you can find, even if they are not even real bands. Whoever they are, hats off. You did a great job playing piano on those numbers. Then the Flaming Lips from Norman, Oklahoma. Did you know they released a Christmas album back in 2014? It was called Imagine Peace, Atlas Eats Christmas. And it is the trippiest, weirdest, greatest Christmas album. It's so fun. It's mostly instrumental, a lot of piano, and a lot of like sounds incorporated from India or something. I don't know what they're doing with it. It's very like trippy and delightful. And I somehow totally missed it. Never knew about that until this year when a colleague here in Stockholm was like, check out this cool Christmas album by the Flaming Lips. And I was like, what? So that was their version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. So then Tato Pani from Tokyo in Japan did a song called African Christmas, and that came off his album Themes from Dreams. And African Christmas was great because it's kind of African sounding, right? But then it also has these kind of Japanese drums. I thought that was really cool. Thought that was a fun one to put on the show. And then so long as I was dipping my toes into African music, I wanted to play Mo Zulu Art featuring the Asambe String Quartet from, I think, maybe Austria. They did a song called Mofrica, and that was from An African Christmas, a very cool album of unusual Christmas music, to say the least. It's really great African rhythms and stuff, but I guess they're sort of half African, half Austrian. Not sure where. I couldn't find a lot about them, even though they have a website. It was confusing to me. Okay, finishing up this year episode of the show, Dean and Britta from Los Angeles, they have released, I'm going to say it's a Christmas song. It's called Snow. They released it in December, right? I think it's a Christmas song. And it's just a super good one. They released it this year on their Patreon sessions. You should definitely subscribe to them on Patreon so you don't miss out on great stuff like this. It's not very expensive. And Dean and Britta deserve all of your money because they're the best. And this song is super good. So without further ado, Dean and Britta with Snow, finishing up this, the 2023 All Christmas Music episode of The Sounds in My Head.
And the little pot.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was Fairy Tale of New York as covered by Ninotchka. I also talked over Sleigh Ride by the Squirrel Nut Zippers, I Saw Three Ships by the Canadian Brass, and Walking in the Air by Hong Kong in the 60s. If you like what you hear on The Sounds in My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can find links to everything I talk about at thesoundsinmyhead.com, which when there's this many songs by this many artists on an episode, it's a lot of work. So, you know, you're welcome. You can also find links to where you can follow me on social networks, like on Facebook. I'm not really doing Twitter anymore, but there's also Spotify. That's right. There's a playlist on Spotify. It's a Sounds in My Head Christmas playlist. That's where I put all the Christmas music that I play on the show into one Christmas playlist. So you can just go and hit play on that. It's got lots of different years of Christmas music in there from lots of past Sounds in My Head seasons, and I'll add these as well, the ones that are in Spotify anyway. So that's a great resource for your Christmas party playlist making needs. You can just find that playlist and find all the best Christmas music. All right, we'll be back in another week with another episode of The Sounds in My Head, the last one of season 20. Talk to you then.